Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kevin Kennedy brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms, 99 cent coffee, any size, anytime. Brian is from Rockland. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning, buddy?
Pretty good.
All right. Any big plans for the day we need to know about?
Just going to work.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I am a teaching assistant, so I work with second graders.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Wow. Wow, wow.
That's the year they start to smell a little bit.
Oh, stop.
And have a little attitude. Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see here. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy's got 2,690. Is that five or three? I can't see the...
95.
Thank you, Annie. 223 losses. Here we go. Question number one. The Rock turning 47 today. Which comedian is he best known for having a bromance with?
Kevin Hart.
Mm. Question number two. On this date in 1974, the filming of Jaws began on Martha's Vineyard. Which iconic director is responsible for Jaws?
I've never seen that.
What?
I know. Everyone always tells me that. I forget.
Okay.
Shame.
Question number three. The GOAT of GOATs, Tom Flipping Brady, will be on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. No word on what Kimmel has done to deserve such an honor. Which former Red Sox star is Brady's sister married to?
Ooh.
You didn't know this, Annie?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, but and you've seen Jaws?
Yeah.
Tom Brady's sister is married to mm-hmm.
him. Yeah, guy used to play for the Sox.
I really don't know that one. I'm sorry.
All right.
Boy.
Question number four. An Orange County, California woman with measles attended an opening night screening of Avengers Endgame.
Why?
And health officials believe all the moviegoers in the theater were exposed.
That's horrible.
What is the name of the glove Thanos uses to harness the power of the Infinity Stones in the Avenger movies?
What is the name of what? Sorry, I couldn't hear it.
What is the name of the glove Thanos uses to harness the power of the Infinity Stones?
The Infinity Gauntlet.
Question number five. Sam Smith says that he has been an entertainer since a very young age. He said his mom and dad used to make him stand up at dinner parties and sing to their friends. What is the name of Sam's...
Dance
for me, Sam.
What is the name of Sam's current song he has out with Normani?
Dancing with a Stranger.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
I'm so confused.
I just woke up. I'm calling. I don't like...
Where am I?
Did I win? It actually wasn't terrible.
No, he did very well.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to producer Dan. He never came back.
He had to go meet our friends from Cumberland Farms.
Oh, Cumberland Farms is here, guys.
Cumberland Farms.
Coming to celebrate the beach house.
Yes. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't have one. So I sent him up there.
Oh, I see coffee.
Got that.
Oh, they're paying the mortgage again this month?
Correct.
That's nice of them.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brian. I have 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right.
For Brian. Not bad. Not bad at all. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, question number one, The Rock turning 47 years old. Which comedian is he best known for having a bromance with?
Kevin Hart.
Tied at one. Question number two, on this date in 1974, the filming of Jaws began on Martha's Vineyard. Which iconic director is responsible for Jaws?
Steven Spielberg?
Spike Lee.
2-1. Question number three, the GOAT of GOATs, Tom Flipping Brady, will be on Kimmel tonight. No word on what Kimmel has done to deserve such an honor. Which former Red Sox star is Brady's sister married to?
Euclid?
Kevin Euclid.
Euclid.
I can't believe I didn't know that. I'm just still shook.
We're going to take your Red Sox card.
Please.
You're done.
3-1. Question number 4. An Orange County, California woman, Kennedy, with measles, attended the opening night screening of Avengers Endgame.
Good.
And health officials believe all of the moviegoers in the theater were exposed.
Not just half of them.
I just can't believe people.
What is the name of the glove Thanos uses to harness the power of the Infinity Stones?
The gauntlet?
That is correct. 4-2. Question number 5. Sam Smith says that he was an entertainer beginning at a very young age because his mom and dad used to make him stand up at dinner parties and sing to their friends.
Same. My dad used to do that to me all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
My dad used to kick me out of the room.
Same.
I make Barrett.
Get the hell out of here.
Annie,
what are you doing in here?
And stop singing. Shh.
Go outside.
I make Barrett floss. Show him your floss. Kennedy, what is the name of Sam's current song he has out with Normani?
Dancing with a Stranger.
That is correct.
Woo!
Nice job.
With Candy.
Yes.
Candy gets candy.
That's
Dancing
a great
with
show.
Stranger with Candy.
5-3 is the final score. Brian, you don't get the cash, but I do have those tickets to see Nancy and Beth starring Megan Mullally and Stephanie Hunt at City Winery on May 12th. You can buy tickets at citywinery.com/Boston, but you've got them absolutely free. You enjoy that show, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. We appreciate you playing this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Brian from Rockland, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Scared.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. 99-cent coffee, any size, any time. This morning, can't beat Kennedy. Civil War.
Kennedy. Huh? Am I playing Cap?
Kennedy versus Salt.
Let's do it.
I'm scared. I'm so scared.
You're Iron Man. He's Captain America.
No, he's Iron Man. I'm Captain America.
Yeah. No, I'm Captain America. I already called it.
I thought you were Team Iron Man.
No, I said Team Captain America.
Hi.
You said Team Iron Man because you like the way he says Captain.
Oh, that's
Captain.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm already up on you 1-0.
So, Captain America, will you kick Iron Man out of the studio?
Kennedy, get your ass gone.
Good luck, Salty.
5 pop culture trivia questions.
In your face.
You get more right than Iron Man, Captain America, and you get nothing but bragging rights.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't win any of the prizes because you work here, buddy. Sorry.
That's all right.
Kennedy's got a pretty good record
She's
on the
field. Very, very good.
Where's Salt's
where's the small
moderately
board? Where's
sized
the small
board? Where's the moderately sized board? It's behind
the
trash can. Yeah, we keep it behind the trash can over there.
It's mildly adult.
How many times has 117 wins to 14
now,
losses?
The interesting thing about this is Kennedy and I have played. I've beaten her once.
Right.
And we've tied once.
Okay.
So she technically wins that because can't be Kennedy.
Right. So
technically this is the rubber match.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. And you haven't seen these questions.
I haven't seen anything.
Okay.
I don't read.
Did you catch the cheat sheet yesterday?
I did not.
Oh, you missed
I was out with the kids.
All right, Salt from Marshfield. Question number 1. McDonald's sales rose by 4.5% in the last quarter because of their bacon promotion and the addition of donut sticks to their breakfast menu. What is the name of the McDonald's character from the old commercials whose primary objective was to steal McDonald's hamburgers?
The Hamburglar.
Question number 2. Taylor Swift has named the cat she adopted from the set of her Me video Benjamin Button.
Ho-ho!
Who starred as Benjamin Button?
That would be Brad Pitt.
Question number 3. Alex Trebek told Good Morning America that he's doing well in his battle with cancer, even though he sometimes experiences surges that come on suddenly of deep, deep sadness.
Oh, that's sad. I feel bad for him.
What is the name of the contestant who is currently dominating Jeopardy?
James Holzhauer.
Question number 4. Barbara Corcoran, from Shark Tank, attended her 70th birthday party in a coffin.
What? Yay!
How many sharks are normally on the panel?
1, 2. I want to say 5.
Question number 5. Dave Matthews is playing the Mixed Beach House.
Mm-hmm.
Dave moved to America when he was only 2 years old. Where was he born?
South Africa.
Woo. All right. Let's get Iron Man back in the studio, please.
That boy, bad.
Again,
so
we have to apologize. Our phone lines have been shut down by all the people trying to call in this morning.
Okay.
We've shut down the entire network. So, Can't Be Kennedy, Civil War, Captain America versus Iron Man. Captain America got 5 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
In your redheaded face.
You forgot dumpster fire.
That seemed mean.
It is what it is, buddy. I can accept who I am. I'm all right with
dumpster fire
more
life.
More self-actualized every day.
A text from the 339. Gosh, I hope Kennedy loses. I want to hear her say she can't lick salt.
Well, I wouldn't say that because I'm not playing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Don't get it twisted, friends.
All right, Iron Man. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong because it's going to add to the pressure.
Don't look at me, man.
It's cool. Whatever. Question number one. McDonald's sales rose by 4.5% in the last quarter because of their bacon promotion and the addition of donut sticks to their breakfast menu. What is the name of the McDonald's character from the old commercials whose primary objective was to steal McDonald's hamburger?
The Hamburglar.
Taylor Swift has named the cat she adopted from the set of her Me video, Benjamin Button. Who starred as Benjamin Button?
Brad Pitt.
Question number three. Alex Trebek told Good Morning America that he's doing well in his battle with cancer, even though sometimes he experiences surges that come on suddenly of deep, deep sadness. What is the name of the contestant who's currently dominating Jeopardy?
How did you know this, Salt?
Sorry.
He knows everything.
I feel like it's a Jim and an H last name, but that's all I know.
We'll take Jim H.
So worthless.
Think about it. I mean, you're there. Honestly,
there's no way I'm going to pull that.
Question number four. Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank attended her 70th birthday in a coffin. On Shark Tank, how many sharks are generally on the panel?
5.
Question number 5. Dave Matthews playing the mixed beach house. He moved to America when he was only 2. Where was he born?
South Africa.
Okay, so question number 1, you said the Hamburglar. Question number 2, you said Brad Pitt.
Robble, robble.
Question number 3, you said Jim H.
That's what his friends call him.
True.
James Holzhauer. So close, Kennedy.
Yeah, so far away.
You did say 5, that is correct. And South Africa, yes.
Wow.
Kennedy, you know what that means.
In your AC face!
Are you going to come in for Redemption Week, Saul?
Yes, I will be here.
Wow.
I'm actually bringing my entire family that day, too.
I think that
would
be
beautiful. Like
we would love that.
Daddy, why are Captain America and Iron Man fighting each other? I thought they were best friends.
Nope.
They were.
Yeah.
That's the sequel.
Well,
you didn't watch the movie.
You don't get the cash. I can't even give you the tickets. I'm sorry.
All right,
you're not getting any of the prizes.
There was pride. Yeah. There was pride on the line. That's all it was.
By the way, Kennedy.
Yeah.
So you guys have played 3 times.
We have. Where are we at?
Salt has beat you twice and you tied, so it's 2-1.
Okay.
At this point. Mm-hmm. He won the rubber match.
Wow.
And the saga continues. Hold on.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Do you have something you would like to say to Captain America?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from East Boston and I can't beat Salt.
In your face!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Earlier this morning, we tried to get you qualified for the beach house, and so many people called. It shut down the phone lines, and they are still out. They are still trying to figure out what exactly happened.
Thanks.
We overloaded the network. So earlier this morning, we had Salt play Kennedy for Can't Be Kennedy. It was Iron Man versus Captain America.
That's right.
And, how'd that go?
Down goes Frasier.
Spoiler alert.
In your face.
So this time, it's going to be Annie, who's going to be...
Ant-Man.
You can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try. You can't beat her. She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
So tiny.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Ant-Man is from Squantum. Good morning, Ant-Man.
Good morning. It's Q Crew, baby. It's Q Crew. Q Town, we love.
Who knew Ant-Man was from the South Shore?
Of course he is. She is. Whatever I am.
Ant-Man, will you kick Iron Man out of the studio.
Iron Man, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Iron Man, Ant-Man. And you can't win any of the prizes.
Great.
Because that's just not allowed.
Awesome.
All right. And you didn't see these, right?
I did not.
You didn't look?
I did not. You didn't cheat? I should have, but I
didn't. You didn't shrink down even smaller and try and walk up Salt's sleeve looking at the answers?
I did not.
Okay.
If any of these questions are from before 1994, she's screwed anyway, so it doesn't matter.
All right, question number one. Justin Bieber thinks Eminem doesn't understand the new generation of rap.
Yep.
Okay. Speaking of rappers, Bieber did a DJ Khaled song with Chance the Rapper, Quavo, and Lil Wayne 2 years ago. It has over 1 billion YouTube views. Name the song.
I'm the One.
One nothing, Amy.
What'd you say?
I said, I wrote that one for you.
I love you so much, Dan. You always got my back.
Question number two. David Beckham turning 44 today. What is the name of the 2002 soccer movie featuring Keira Knightley that features Beckham's name in the title?
Bend It Like Beckham.
Question number three. Ryan Reynolds is going to be on Fallon tonight. Before he was Deadpool, he was another superhero that didn't go quite as well. Which one?
Another superhero.
Come on, Ant-Man.
He should have been. That would have been a great one. I have no idea.
You just want to name one, maybe?
Iron Man.
Question number four. Halle Berry says that she was offered one of the lead roles in Speed opposite Keanu Reeves, but turned it down because in the script, she said the bus never left the parking lot.
What?
Who ended up playing the female lead?
In what movie?
Speed.
I've never seen that movie.
Jaws?
Go with Uma Thurman.
Ooh, question number five.
Why not?
Dave Matthews is playing the Mixed Beach House.
He is. Yes. I heard.
All right, Ant-Man. According to setlist.com, which song has Dave played the most in concert in his decades of touring?
Crash Into Me.
No, it's a good one.
Right, though.
Well, you're already just going, that's a good answer.
All right, right. Let's get Kenny back in the studio. Hey.
Hey,
welcome back, Iron Man.
Thank you.
All right, Ant-Man got, if I'm scoring this correctly, 2 out of 5.
All right.
Less than half the universe.
It happens, you know.
These are tough, Iron Man. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Again, if you're wondering what's going on, our phone lines got shut down. You guys are awesome, but too many of you tried to call us to win. And so...
You broke us.
Yeah.
You broke us.
Here we go. Justin Bieber thinks that Eminem doesn't understand the new generation of rap.
Old.
Speaking of rappers, Bieber did a DJ Khaled song with Chance the Rapper, Quavo, and Lil Wayne 2 years ago. It has over 1 billion YouTube views. Name that song.
Despacito?
No. Old.
Thanks, Dan.
Ant-Man lands the first punch.
What is it?
I'm the one.
No. Does not ring a bell. Not one, not a little bitty one, not a nothing.
Ooh, look at you, Ant-Man.
Wow. Yeah, because Justin Bieber questions. Who would get that one right?
And who chose a Justin Bieber question for her? Producer Dan.
Can't break us up.
Producer Thanos.
Every Ant-Man needs their wasp.
It's my wasp right there.
Question number two. David Beckham turning 44 today. What is the name of the 2002 soccer movie featuring Keira Knightley that features his name in the title?
Bend It Like Beckham.
Oh, yeah.
It is 2-1 for Ant-Man. Question number three. Ryan Reynolds is going to be on Fallon tonight. Before he was Deadpool, he was another superhero that didn't go quite as well.
The Green Lantern.
Wow, yeah. I don't remember that at all.
Because it sucked.
It was bad, right?
So bad. Huh. I think that's where he met Blake Lively, though.
Oh, that's good.
Tied at 2. Question number 4. Halle Berry says she was offered the lead role in Speed opposite Keanu Reeves, but turned it down because in the script she said the bus never left the parking lot. Who ended up playing the female lead?
Sandra Bullock.
Mm. Oh, good one. I guessed Uma Thurman. I didn't know.
3-2. Question number 5. Dave Matthews is playing the Mixed Beach House, Kennedy.
Yeah.
According to setlist.com, which song has Dave played the most in concert in his decades of touring?
What's someone with Billy's in the title? How about, what would you say?
I would say, you're wrong. Ants Marching. is the correct answer.
Trippin' Billies.
Trippin' Billies. Trippin' Billies.
That's the new Cardi B.
Trippin' Billies.
Bye.
3-2 is the final score. Iron Man defeats Ant-Man.
Dang it. Small and I lose.
Small and I lose.
Fragile.
Fragile.
Annie, is there something you would like to say to Kennedy?
I'm Ant-Man. I'm from the greatest city on Earth, Quincy, Massachusetts, and I can't beat Iron Man.
Oh, that is good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.